Faith-based community prayers for Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2011. Today we're praying with the members of the management team and the discernment group, and particularly today for Joe Churchill. We're thinking of groups that use the premises here, and in particular the Zumba dance classes that take place early on a Friday evening. Which started a little while ago, and as far as I know, are going well. For people who live and work in the local area, today we think of those people in Ashton Gate. In the Greater Bedminster area for and the churches in JAB, the Churches Together group, around here we pray for Mount Zion. No, we don't pray for Mount Zion. Well, we will pray our blessing on Mount Zion, which closed a few weeks ago. But we pray for the Monica Wills chaplaincy at Monica Wills' house, and for Lynn Horsecroft. Looking slightly further afield with the circuit prayer diary at the moment, we pray for the various congregations of South Bristol Methodist Church, the church local to this part of town, for Bedminster Church in British Road, where Sarah is this evening with the Wesley Guild, for Hartcliffe Congregation on Mowcroft Road, for Knoll Methodist Church, for St Peter's Church Centre in Broomhill in Brislington, who also are praying this evening, and also for Totterdown Methodist Church, just on the Wells Road at Bushy Park. We also pray with the Withywood Community Centre and Church, their Anglican minister, Judith Carpenter, and for Sean Wyatt, who's the centre manager there. Looking further afield, we think today of and pray with Christians in Asia, particularly with the Church of Pakistan and the Church of Bangladesh. We pray with Christians in Britain and Ireland. In Ireland for the Belfast district, and in Britain for the Leeds district. And a prayer from Liz Smith, the chair of the Leeds district. God of snails and tortoises, and of all those things that move slowly in the world, give us courage to slow down, to be still, and to inhabit each moment more fully. Help us to know when to travel slowly, so that others may overtake us, going at their speed, not ours. God of the seasons, unhurried in their rhythm of change and renewal, retune our pulse to your beating heart, that we might know ourselves fully alive in your unchanging love. Amen.